Excuse me. I'm sorry to wake you. You are so deep in sleep, but I need you for something. Ah, no, you haven't been asleep that long, I'm afraid. A few hours? I'm sure you're still really tired. How long were you travelling for? It must have been longer than I first thought, for you to be that tired. My goodness. That is quite the trek. Where were you camping? Whew. My. You're brave. Braver than I. I would not want to travel that far through vampire lands on my own. Not as a hunter, that is. Anyway, please forgive me for waking you. But I thought we'd better... I mean to say, I've made good progress on the cure while you were sleeping. Yes, the alchemical part of it is almost complete. Now we need to move on to the next phase. There's no time to lose. It's important we get this done quickly. Well, some of the components are quite short-lived. Their efficacy fades rapidly. They may only last a few days. Normally this would make such a solution impractical, but I believe if we are able to make the addition of holy water soon, its efficacy will be preserved. Yes. So, we need to bond, as I said. Please excuse me. Like I mentioned yesterday, I wasn't especially good at getting to know people before becoming a vampire and exiling myself for decades. Well, I fear it may have had quite an effect on my social skills. If we are to gain the blessing of Lathander, god of birth and renewal, well, we're going to have to get to know each other, difficult as it may be. Eating together is, as I recall, a good way of forging a bond of sorts. My memories of the dining hall at the Hunters League headquarters are mostly fond ones. Bonds were made there. Bonds that I miss. I've made breakfast for you. It's been quite a while since I cooked, so might not be quite what you're used to. But I'm actually rather pleased with the result, all things considered. Yes, if you would come up to the table, I'll serve it to you. I've made a sort of flatbread, I think, with honey and some berries. I'm sorry if it's no good. I'm not able to taste it for seasoning, for obvious reasons. I trust you're familiar with the relationship we vampires have to eating the food of humans. I've prepared something for myself as well. I understand that it may be uncomfortable if it were just you eating and me watching, though you may not want to think about what it is that I'm having. If you're sure you want to know. Well, in vampire terms, I think I'm something of a vegetarian. I'm forced to feed, otherwise I'll slowly wither and die. But I can't face the idea of feeding on hunters, or any humans, for that matter. I have found that the blood of other larger mammals can be sufficient. So I hunt deer, mainly. The woodlands around here are full of them. Yes, they are far more numerous here than in any woodland near a human settlement. The deer seem to know that they need not fear vampires. Not most of them, anyway. I think I may be getting something of a reputation among the local deer population. Hunting has been getting a little harder. But I am able to find enough to get by still. Oh, normally I feed directly. Try to get it over with as quickly as possible. I take no joy from it. In this instance, I have decanted what I need into this glass, so that we have some semblance of a normal meal. I'm sorry if it disgusts you. I would understand if you... You know, this was a silly idea. I think perhaps we should bond in other ways. I don't know why I thought eating together would... Especially when I'm... You really don't mind? I repulse even myself. I would not blame you for being disgusted. you're right, of course. I am forced to do this. It's not... I wouldn't do it if I had any choice. Nonetheless, I... You truly don't find it repulsive? Thank you. You know, I miss humanity. I miss not having to feed like this. I dearly wish I could simply join you, eat bread and fruit, like a normal person. Ah, but what kind of mood am I creating? We can't bond like this. Please, eat. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you like what you have. Is it okay? Truly, you mean it. Ah, that's made me really happy. Thank you for saying you like it. I mean, I was really worried. Yeah, truly. I know it seems silly. There's so much at stake here. And I'm worried about cooking a tasty breakfast. But maybe it is precisely because of how much is at stake that makes me feel that way. Maybe my thinking is ludicrous. In fact, it definitely is. But part of me was concerned that, well, if you didn't like my breakfast, it would be impossible for us to bond. And if that were the case, then creating the cure would also be impossible. Well, that, and part of me was really looking forward to dining with someone again. I haven't enjoyed being in exile like this. Of course I haven't. It was forced upon me, and I felt as though I had no choice but to abide by it. But learning about what would be required to bless this cure, the thought of being required to meet another person again after so long, was tantalizing. So, there was a lot riding on this breakfast, in my mind, even if it is not actually that important. What sort of things do you normally eat for breakfast, on a day when you aren't risking your life to strike out on your own through vampire-infested woodland, that is? Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'm sure this doesn't compare. You're very kind. Much kinder than I could possibly have expected you to be, in fact. Yes, I assumed this would be an awkward, awful affair for both of us. At best, I thought, whoever I might stumble across would be reluctant but willing. Not generally the good starting point for a friendship, for whatever this is. But you seem more than willing, shall we say, and I'm very glad of it. You know, I hope that perhaps once the cure is complete, and once it has been administered to me, maybe we might be able to have a proper breakfast together. What do you think? One where I'm not drinking deer blood, preferably. What do you mean you're into that? I don't understand. Oh, it's a joke. It has been such a long time. I can't recall the last time I heard a joke. Let me think. Okay. What do you get if you cross a vampire with a snowman? Frostbite. I'm glad you liked it, though. I'm sure you must have heard it before. I bet there isn't a vampire hunter alive who hasn't heard that one. Even if they're an apprentice like you. Tell me, do you have a family? I ask because a lot of the hunters I knew way back were quite alone. A lot of us, we found family in the League. It served as something of a surrogate family, one we chose ourselves. Is it still the same today? As I expected. I'm not sure many people would choose the life of a vampire hunter if they had as much to lose as a whole family. I certainly didn't. The League gives you something to live for, doesn't it? Something worth fighting for. A cause, and people to care about. I miss it greatly. You know, it's silly. Part of me is sad that once the cure is complete, there won't be much of a reason for the Hunters League to exist anymore. Yes, sure, they'll be able to adopt administration of the cure as their objective, I suppose, for a while, if they're willing to adopt it, that is. But once the cure is out there, and a good proportion of the vampire population has been dealt with, well, there won't be much need for vampire hunters anymore. Yes, I hope that those who've made close bonds inside the League will find some other reason to spend time with one another. I think it might be nice for them to just be able to spend time together, playing sports perhaps, or reading or something, not hunting and killing. So much violence. I can't say I miss that. Tell me, please excuse me if this is too personal a question. Are you available? Romantically, I mean. No, I'm asking because, well, I remember it being quite normal for members of the Hunters League to find love within the organization. When you spend so much time with the same small group of people, often in dire situations where a great deal of trust between each other is needed, I suppose it isn't unusual that some of those people might have fallen for each other. I know I did. Yes, I had my share of dalliance within the Hunters League. Does that surprise you? It's true, I promise. There was one other hunter in particular. There was quite something between us. We were separated one night, though, on a hunt, and, well, I never saw them again. It's my hope that perhaps they're still out there, as a vampire, presumably. And if they are, well, maybe they may stay alive long enough that we might supply them with my cure, if they're ever found. No, I'm not that hopeful. I did hope, after I was turned, that I might eventually meet them. But alas, not. Anyway. That was a long time ago. I should look into the future. Think about who else I might meet. I do worry I may be a little past my prime. As a vampire, I fear I do not look quite as good as I once did. Although, I have to say, it does enhance one's cheekbones. There's something about that gaunt look. Yes, I always thought it was a shame that so many of the vampires we were hunting... Well, they were beautiful, in a strange way. Many of them had a sort of ethereal charm. We understood as hunters that this was all part of how they drew in prey. Many vampires were almost hypnotically charming, but still, it was hard not to find them good-looking. I hope I don't sound strange. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You must have seen a few in your time. Yes, I thought so. So, I'm sorry, I didn't give you a chance to answer. Do you have anybody special? No. Nobody at all. I have to say, that surprises me. Well, simply because, as I said, it was so common, at least back before I was turned, for hunters to fall for one another. Almost unavoidable. And you, I would have... I mean, I think I... Looking like you do, I'm surprised nobody's made a move, is what I mean. Would I? I mean, you... I don't know. But I think... Yes. Probably. You're very... You know, you're good looking. How do other vampires do this? I seem to have missed out on the old hypnotic charm part of being turned. Doesn't seem very fair. I got all the bloodlust, but none of the charisma. At least I got the cheekbones, I guess. Ah, that's sweet of you to say, but I'm no fool. I know how awkward I'm being. I'm just glad that you don't seem to mind. I was being quite serious when I said I hoped we might eat together once this is all over, once the cure's out there, once I'm human again. I'd like that very much. You know, I tried not to watch you sleep or anything. I mean, truly, I was mostly focused on my work. But we're both in a very small room, and I couldn't help but notice that you make this funny little sound when you're sleeping. It was, I'm not sure how to describe it. Soft, sweet things like that don't really play a part in my life. I don't have the vocabulary for it. Oh, I'm telling you about it because, I don't really know, actually. I think I was just trying to say that I like that thing about you. Hell, I don't know. Anyway, let me take your plate. I don't really have a way to wash it, so I'll just... I'm glad to see you ate it all, though. I guess it really wasn't all that bad. I was worried you were just being polite. You know, I'm not really sure what to do now. That little meal was the extent of my plan. But if you like, we can just sit and talk. I've got no more work to do right now. I'm waiting for a solution to reduce, so... Good. I hope you don't mind if I say that I like you very much. Of course, it sounds silly to say that when we haven't even known each other for 24 hours. And most of the time we've been in the same room, you've been asleep. But I get a good feeling about you, what can I say? Maybe that's an effect of having been alone for decades. Well, your understanding of my goals, what I'm trying to do with this cure, I'm just so grateful that you put your trust in me. How lucky I am that it's you I get to work with. I know I'm repeating myself a little, but I can't... I was so nervous and worried, which that's not a common emotion for me, you know. I'm not familiar with feeling nervous. I'm a vampire, for God's sake. We kill and drink blood and are practically immortal. And yet, with you, I don't know. I've been wondering, would I feel this way about just any hunter who wandered into my midst, who I ended up working with, and... I think probably not. There's something about you in particular, though I can't say what it is. You know, I've been thinking about how much of a bond Lathander may expect us to have. The gods, they can be fickle, demanding, and I'm concerned that he may expect us to be closer than I think it's reasonable to expect us to become, at least... in a short time. I don't want to draw things out, but I also don't want to put pressure on either of us to become closer than we feel we can. Well, I don't know how you feel, but it would be odd, wouldn't it, for either of us to... I mean, I personally wouldn't mind, but I don't want you to feel uncomfortable about... Sorry, yes, I think that if we were to... Could I touch you? Would you mind? Just on your arm or something. It would feel more like a bond if we'd actually made contact, not just conversed. Yes? Thank you. Sorry if my hands are a little cold. That's how it tends to be when you... Well, when you don't have any blood. It does something to your body temperature. You're so warm. I'd almost forgotten what touch feels like. Feels so good. You know, this warmth, nothing can replace it. The warmth of a fire doesn't really do much for me. I can tell it's there. I'm aware of its physical manifestation in the air. But it doesn't warm my soul. And sunlight, well, I haven't been able to feel that for decades without pain. But this, human touch, nothing compares. This is making me only more eager to complete the cure. Would you hold me? I'm sorry for asking, but I thought, why not? Would you? Thank you. God, that felt good. Even through your leathers. I still don't understand why you're so willing, but I don't want to question it. Perhaps you're right. Perhaps I do have a modicum of that coveted vampiric charm. You weren't joking? Well, I'm not so sure myself, but if you think so, maybe I do. It's a nice thought, at least. Sorry, I didn't realize my arm was still around you. Look, I think I need to rest. I know you haven't been up long, but I was awake the whole night working on this cure. I'm quite exhausted. No. Contrary to popular belief, we vampires do not have to sleep in a coffin. We are able to rest anywhere, much like humans. We don't sleep the same way. I have no dreams, for example. But the undead need physical rejuvenation as much as the living. Well, if you'd like to sleep as well, then that's quite handy. I suppose you did only get a few hours last night, and you must still be exhausted after your travels. I'd hate to think we were wasting potential bonding time with one of us sleeping while the other was up and about. I do only have the one bed, the one you used last night, but, well, that's okay, I'll make some space on the floor. I'm sure I can make it comfortable enough. Wait, you... really? Together? In the same bed? I mean... it has been so long since I... But yes, I mean to say, for bonding purposes, that is sure to appease Lathander. Yes, you're right. I would enjoy it as well. Most certainly. Well then... I can scarcely believe, but if you're willing, let's take a joint catnap, just for a few hours. I'll set an alarm spell. When we awaken, I imagine that solution will have finished reducing, and we can get on with the other things. I'm sorry, the bed is a little small, but if you... Yes, that's right. This is... comfortable. Surprisingly so. I'm not used to sharing a bed. Is it okay if I lie like this? Yes? Okay, I'm not sure what to do with this arm, so if I were to put it over you like this, is that okay? Good. Well, I hope you get a few restful hours then. I'll wake you when I need you. Sleep well.